Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the banking sector is undergoing a significant shift to digital. This is driven by consumer needs. And according to McKinsey, the opportunity for a new business model comes as banks face daunting challenges on multiple fronts. The management consultancy firm says that in the capital markets, many banks trade at a 50% discount to book, and approximately 3/4 of banks globally earn returns on equity that do not cover their cost of equity. Traditional banks, it adds, also face diverse competitive threats from neobanks and non-bank challengers. To find out more about the digital transition, or perhaps building the AI bank of the future, we're joined now by Rennie Thomas, and he's a senior partner at McKinsey. He also leads the banking practice within Asia Pacific. Rennie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Rachel. My pleasure.
It's absolutely wonderful to have you with us today, Rennie. Now, when I read the title of your paper, Building the AI Bank of the Future, I envisioned an almost iRobot scenario, you know, that perhaps an AI could anticipate my every need. I'm not saying that we're going to have robots behind banking counters anytime soon, but perhaps you can share with us what you see in terms of AI trends when it comes to the financial sector, the banking sector, and what's happening at the moment.
Sure, Rachel. I think banking truly is at a very pivotal moment. I think some of these trends you're referring to have been playing out for a while. But what's happened with COVID is truly a major acceleration of these trends. I think what has happened in this period is that consumers have had to reach banks remotely. Bank employees have had to actually work remotely. And this has all actually led to the reality, which was just dawned on most banks, that you can actually operate in a very, very different environment. And I think AI, along with connected devices and the power of computing, is now making possible business models which, as you described, were in the realm of science fiction. And it may not be too far away. You talked about robots in a branch, but what's more likely is your own personal bot on your mobile app. And that's actually probably not too far away.
So, Rennie, perhaps you can tell us, because looking at your paper, you posed a very pertinent question, and that was, can banks meet this AI challenge?
So, Rachel, if you look at the history of banking, I think technology has always been very central. In some ways, one should think of banking as a technology business with the risk intermediation. So if you go back in time, you know, banks were one of the first to use really analytics for underwriting and risk purposes. But if you look at the period after 2000, a lot of automation came into banking. You had ATMs, you had core banking systems, et cetera, coming. If you look at the period between 2000 and 2010, it was a lot about the internet. It was everyone want to go online. If you look at the last 5 to 7 years, it was actually the period of the mobile. Everything shifted onto the mobile and banks were trying to become mobile first. I think what we are now seeing is the advent of a new era driven by AI and machine learning and advanced analytics, which is in some ways a new S-curve. And this is not just about doing analytics. This is about actually being able to run the bank very differently, like you described, being able to anticipate what the customer needs, being able to service them proactively, being able to actually take out all paper, being able to engage with customers in a conversational way through machines. And banks have, over the past many years, shown they've been up to the challenge with all the trends and technology that have happened. They may have been slow to catch up, but eventually they kind of get there. So I do think that this will be a steep climb, but as we've seen in the past, banks will probably evolve over a period of time, learn from fintechs, absorb some of the new business models, and make this transition.
So, Rennie, you mentioned there being able to anticipate consumer needs. Perhaps you can give us some examples of how consumer trends are shaping AI or shaping the AI banking evolution.
consumers are now exposed to all of the digitally native ecosystems that you've got, you know, online shopping, you've got, you know, online travel bookings, etc. So consumers are used to a very different digital experience. And banks have traditionally not been focused on this as much. And I think the big shift that's happening is if you're, for example, calling into a bank, onto a banking call center, I mean, most often you would have, you know, an IVR or an agent who picks up the call and they want to understand what you're doing, etc. I think in the world of AI, the banks should be able to anticipate why the customer is calling, be able to look at all the recent interactions the customers had with the bank, irrespective of which channel. It could be a bank branch. It could be something they've done on the mobile app. All of this data is actually available centrally, and they should be able to anticipate the intent with which the customer is calling. And once they've identified the intent which the customer is calling, they should be able to understand, based on their own standard operating procedures, what the best way to actually deal with the customer's request would be. And think of this as a search algorithm sitting inside the bank, trawling through all of their manuals, right? Figuring out the best response to what the customer is asking for. And all of this could be delivered in a conversational way through voice. So as you and I are speaking right now, it could be a dialogue the customer has on the mobile app, and they're talking to their own personalized bot, and the bot is able to understand, anticipate, and actually be able to answer the customer as if it is a normal conversation. This is technology is possible. It exists and is one of the many examples of what's possible when banks actually transition.
We're speaking to Rennie Thomas, senior partner at McKinsey and Asia Pacific banking practice lead. So Rennie, talk to us about the potential for banks here. I mean, the intro to your paper talks about where banks are trading in terms of discount to book.
I think what it will eventually mean is a much higher revenue growth, a much lower cost income ratio, which is one of the main metrics that banks track. Because suddenly you're able to actually service customers much better, engage with them much better, and be able to serve them with a much lower cost structure. This would mean better economics and therefore much more value created for banks. And I think this has become extremely important as banks are dealing with you know, growth pressures and big questions of the role of intermediation in the financial system. So these technologies would both help engage better with customers, give them a better customer experience, but also dramatically lower the cost of intermediating finance flows in the economy.
Rennie, well, all of this has been accelerated in the past year on the back of the pandemic. What are some of the key trends that you're going to be watching out for in the year ahead?
I think COVID has dramatically accelerated these trends, and it's happened because, you know, the banks themselves have realized that digital is no longer about the latest fashion trend, right? This is actually about business continuity. Banks which are not able to actually offer customers remote access, employees remote access with all of the functionalities they would otherwise be able to do in person, will not be able to stay in business because, you know, customers will get frustrated and move on, and employees will get frustrated and not be able to function. So this has really shifted from being a nice to have to something that is a business continuity issue. And that actually has really led to acceleration within banks, acceleration also within the ecosystem, because regulators, policymakers, stakeholders have all actually also collaborated to make it possible for some of the things that were not possible earlier to be done remotely, to be done digitally. And I think that has laid the foundation for massive, massive shifts, right? So the ability to open your bank account completely remotely, be able to do your authorization through a video KYC completely remotely, and actually literally have the account funded all in a matter of a few minutes is now possible in most parts of the world, which was very difficult before this pandemic. So I do think we want to see a lot more shifts actually happening. If you wanted a loan, you needed to walk into a branch, have an in-person interview, particularly if it's a small business loan, for example, right? These technologies, you know, which are already available, could allow you to actually do a remote video interview, even read the micro expressions of the borrower, and be able to interpret and actually run algorithms to be able to assess whether or not to give the loan. All of this is effectively lower cost, is more scalable, is more predictable, and actually offers customers convenience, which was unthinkable even a few years ago.
Wonderful. Well, Rennie, thank you so much for sharing all of those insights with us today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Rennie Thomas, Senior Partner at McKinsey. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.